What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Radza here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM, where you can turn big plays into paydays using the promo code AwesomeO, where you can get a risk-free bet of up to $1,000. So make a deposit with that code, place your first wager. If it loses, you get that amount back in free bets. Register now to go all in on the action at the King of Sportsbooks. Terms and conditions apply. Now hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. We are talking golf today. Tour Championship, the season is over.
Last one of the year. Can't hold anything back now. Only 30 golfers left. Interesting betting card. Obviously, it's a little different. The first thing I want to point out, of course, is the format. We've got guys starting with different strokes. So, you know, if you are the leader, as Patrick Cantlay is, he's 10 under, then you've got guys 10 shots back. So make sure you are familiar with that format before placing any bets. Obviously, we are familiar with that with our wagers. Do you want to go first or do you want to go second?
I'll go first. This wager is for Gary Coleman, baby. Different strokes.
Okay. I'm thinking of Gary Coleman and Dirty Work, but that's neither here nor there.
No, it is not. All right. I'm going to the outright market here. Honestly, there's probably only like two guys I really want to take, and that would be Cantlay and Rahm. It's not. So we're going to go a different direction. 50-1 in the outright market for Colin Morikawa. This appears to be like a tee to green course, which lines up pretty well for Morikawa considering his skill set. Lucky for him, the putter doesn't seem to be as important here, which is pretty good, because his putter has not been very good in 2021, which is kind of crazy to think about given the year that he's had. But he has lost nearly a half stroke per round with his putter after being basically neutral with it over his first year or so. We know he's going to be there with the irons. He's one of the best iron players in the world. What I'm looking at in this contest, and because of the way that it's set up, I think you have to have like aggressive putting luck to be able to make that like huge climb through. What does he need? Seven strokes or something crazy like that? So yeah. Twice this year, Morikawa has gained more than a stroke per round putting. He won the Workday when he did it, and he finished second at the Memorial. He needs to make up seven strokes on Cantlay, which is obviously difficult, but that's what we're betting on. I'm betting on the guy that's good off the tee. I'm betting on the guy that's good with the irons. If the putts fall, he can shrink that margin. And when push comes to shove, he's 50-1. I think he's got a 2.5% chance to win this tournament, and the line is paying out at 2. So it's not like it's this huge edge, but you got to grab the little margin somewhere. I'm seeing a little bit of value in Morikawa, so I'm going to him at 50-1.
I have no problem. Listen, they got 4 days. Let's not, you know, you're not trying to make up seven strokes as Morikawa is 3 under and Cantlay is 10 in 1 day. He just needs to climb the board, start passing the other guys. And then if you're within in striking difference for the weekend, he will obviously have ample opportunities to do it. I'm in the same wavelength. I think we're both looking for that next tier of chasers per se, not the guys at the very top whose odds are just, you know, let's be realistic. They're not good for this tournament, rightfully so. I'm going to go to Cam Smith at 25-1. He's a couple shots better. He's sitting at 5 under. So he's in nice position. I think the most important thing, there's only 4 guys ahead of him to start. So he's really lurking right off the bat. Putting luck. I mean, who would you want more on the greens? Maybe Patrick Cantlay from last week. But Cam Smith has just been absolutely fantastic with the flat stick all year. He's gained strokes putting in 8 of 10. He absolutely has been cooking with the irons. Really, everything checks out. Technical court, Eastlake can be very tricky. Cam Smith is the type of guy, the floor is very bad because sometimes off the tee, he doesn't have it. But if you're telling me someone needs to make up some strokes and get hot with the putter, 25-1 for a guy who's right in the middle of the pack, I feel very comfortable with Cam Smith as an aggressive flyer.
That looks fine to me. I did look at Cam Smith a little bit, so it's nice to see that came in, eventually just went with Morikawa. Now I'm heading to the top 10 markets, plus 450 for Corey Connors. Speaking of guys that need to get lucky with the putter, there's Corey Connors, and he needs to do a lot less than Morikawa to make this work. He only needs to make up 3 strokes to get into the top 10. He's starting at -1, just needs to get to that -4 mark. That is the gap. I don't know what you're doing there, but that's fun.
What happened there?
What happened there? I am not the person that caused that. Let's be clear here. Mm-hmm. Connors has 8 top 10s this season. Feels pretty good. Most recent coming, 2 weeks ago, Northern Trust. It's got quality irons, quality off the tee game. I need putting luck to climb this board. And with a setup like this, when you're forced to make ground out of the gate, putting luck is going to me the key to everything. The guy that makes that biggest climb, you're going to see is going to gain significant strokes putting. It's just the way that it's going to have to happen. The margins aren't as big elsewhere. So plus 450 for Corey Connors to get into the top 10, that doesn't seem all that crazy to me given where he's started.
I mean, there's only 30 guys, so let's be realistic. If he has a decent week, some guys are going to play bad. He's going to jump some of them naturally. Yeah. You know, Corey Connors, he's just one of those guys. You kind of know what you need. You need the putter to cooperate, one of the best ball strikers. Obviously, he's not giving you, you know, he's starting basically at the bottom. He's one under. That's might as well be last. So that's all right. Everybody's bunched up. I think that's pretty meaningless for things like top 10, to be honest. Like, yeah, he probably doesn't catch Cantlay, but that's one guy. Like, you know, right. There's plenty of opportunity there. I looked at top 10s. I'll be honest. I didn't really like a ton. So I'm just going to take an additional outright. Another guy at pretty big odds, Victor Hovland, 40-1. He's 3 under. So he's similar to what you described. He is in the bucket with Morikawa and Usti and DJ and Sungjae. And it's kind of taking a combination of your bets. He's where Morikawa starts, and he has the same philosophy as Corey Connors. Hovland has lost around the green and putting in the last 3 events. So both of them. He has not been positive in either. But when you look at the ball striking, he's gained 2 or more strokes off the tee in all 3. And he's been positive with the irons in all 3. So clearly we see the formula. It's keep doing what you're doing, tee to green, roll them in. And if you get in trouble, try to chip a little better, which is not going to be a strength of Victor Hovland. We know that. Yeah. But at the same time, this guy's got massive firepower. If it cooperates, he obviously can go low. And again, 40-1. So he's someone, I'm not asking him to win the tournament on Thursday. Can he just get in contact? Can he shave a couple strokes off that lead of whether it's Cantlay or somebody else up top? Get to the weekend within striking distance and give me a sweat at 40-1.
I did not look at him at all. That was a little bit lower in my outright market, but I'm happy with it. Like, I'm just a Morikawa guy, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, let's be, like I said, The honest truth this week is most likely, of course, one of the guys up. If Cantlay plays very well, or Finau or Bryson or Rahm, it's going to be very difficult for the chasers to catch them. Yep. But if they play average, if they crumble, it is wide open for that next tier for someone to emerge. And I think we're going to see at least a couple guys from the bottom get into contention. Whether they can catch them, that's a debate. But I like the odds that you're getting for those type of guys.
Bets aside, who wins?
I think Rahm wins.
Okay. Best golfer on the planet. No surprises there. So I don't have anything to add. That's going to be into golf for at least a little bit. We got some stuff popping up in the near future, but we're closing out the golf season.
Swing season starts in a couple of weeks. We'll be back. Sure. Don't you worry. But yes, sure. It's been a hell of a year.
But, you know, it's not the same sort of gusto in Sanderson Farms or wherever it starts off.
But you have to admit, and I know you will, on the betting side of things, that is where crazy value. You hit an outright early in the year. I mean, Kevin Na for you early. Like, it can be a year maker before we even get to 2022.
Absolutely. So there it is, everybody. Another breakfast menu in the books. Shout out to BetMGM for being the presenting sponsor of the show. We'll be back again tomorrow with another edition served up by BetMGM.